Jungle Drum Transitions Without Risers, for beginners in Ableton Live. Let's go! Today we're doing something that instantly makes your drum and bass or jungle arrangements feel more authentic. Transitions where the drums do the work. No synth risers. No white noise sweeps. Just edits, contrast, and a bit of space. Here's the big idea. In jungle, transitions hit harder when you remove something important, mess with the break for a second, then slam back into the clean groove. The listener doesn't need a big whoosh if the drums tell a clear story. By the end of this lesson, you'll build a clean 16-bar drum loop that transitions into a new section using three key ingredients: a 2-bar pre-drop build, a 1-bar drum vacuum moment, and a tight impact on the downbeat with crash and snare plus a room tail. And I'll give you a mindset you can reuse forever. Pick one hero move per transition, one clear headline. If you stack every trick at once, it stops feeling special and it just becomes busy. All right, let's set up the project. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I recommend 170 for this lesson. Create three tracks. Track 1 is your break, as audio. Track 2 is your drum one-shots in a drum rack. Track 3 is optional. A ghost layer, rides, shakers, little textures. Then set up two return tracks. Return A is reverb, and return B is delay. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Go plate or room. Set the decay around 1.8 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. And this part matters a lot. Low cut the reverb, somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, so your low end stays clean. High cut around 7 to 10 Khz so it doesn't get fizzy. And because it's a return, keep it 100% wet. On return B, load echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. Low cut around 250 Hz and high cut around 6 to 9 Khz. Again, 100% wet on a return. Quick teacher note, filtering your reverb and delay is not optional in drum and bass. If you don't do it, your transition tails will smear the next bar and your drop won't feel clean. Now step 1. Build a basic jungle drum loop. For the most authentic feel, grab a classic break. Amen style works great, but anything with character is fine. Drop it into track 1 as audio. Turn warp on. For warp mode, start with Complex Pro if you want it to behave nicely. If you want more gritty, chop transient behavior, try beats mode. Then adjust the seg BPM so the loop locks to your project tempo. Optional but powerful. Slice the break. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track and Slice to Drum Rack. Now you can resequence pieces like classic jungle programming. If you're a beginner, don't worry about doing that perfectly yet. Even just having the option is huge. Before we transition, one arrangement mindset that will save you. Respect the bar line. Keep your main snare anchors in place so the groove doesn't accidentally fall over. Do your wild edits around the anchors, not through them. Cool. Now we're building transitions without risers. We'll cover 5 transition types, and then you'll combine a few into a 16-bar plan. Transition type 1. The drum vacuum. This is the everything drops out for a bar, then comes back heavy move. It's simple, and it's ridiculously effective. Pick the bar right before your new section. For example, bar 16 if your new section starts at bar 17. In that bar, remove the kick entirely. Just delete it, or mute it, depending on your setup. You can leave a tiny hint of hats or a ghost snare if you want, but the key is that the weight disappears. Now make it feel intentional with a reverb throw. Find the last snare hit before the gap. For just that hit, automate send A up to somewhere between -6 dB and 0 dB. Then immediately bring the send back down after the hit. What you're creating is a tail that says, "We're going somewhere," while the dry drums step back. Then on the first beat of the new section, put an impact, a crash, a snare flam, or both. That's your downbeat punctuation. No riser needed. Teacher tip, this is question and answer phrasing. The vacuum is the question. The downbeat impact and full groove coming back is the answer. That call and response is the whole secret of jungle arrangement. Transition type 2, a snare roll that stays jungle. This is not an EDM ramp. We're not trying to sound like a festival build. We want gritty urgency. Method A is MIDI, beginner friendly. On track 2, load a snare in your drum rack. In the last bar before the change, program the rhythm like this. Start with 8th notes for the first 2 beats, then 16th notes for the next beat. Then for the last beat, you can go to 30 seconds if you're comfortable, or keep 16ths and just shape the velocities tighter. Now, the key. Don't machine gun it. Vary velocity. Make the earlier hits a bit stronger, and the faster hits a bit lighter. Think of it like a drummer getting more frantic, not a printer spitting out identical hits. Add a little groove. In Groove Pool, try Swing 16-65, but apply it lightly. 10 to 20% is plenty. We're seasoning, not drowning. Then glue it with stock processing. Put drum bus on the snare roll track. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch from 0 to 10%. Taste based. Usually leave boom off for snare rolls. After that, add auto filter. High pass mode. Start the cutoff around 120 HC and automate it upward toward 300 to 600 HC near the end. This is a nice trick. You're lifting the roll without a riser. You're removing weight so the drop feels heavier when the full low end returns. Common mistake here. The roll is too loud. If the roll is louder than your actual downbeat snare, you kind of stolen the punch from the moment you're trying to hype up. Keep it controlled. Transition type 3. Break pitch drop. Tape stop vibes. This one screams classic jungle energy, like the deck is slowing down for a second. On the break track, duplicate the last half bar or last full bar into a new clip so you can experiment without fear. Simplest method, clip transposition automation. In clip view, go to envelopes, choose clip, then transposition. Automate down over the last half bar. Try 0 down to minus 7 semitones for subtle, or 0 down to minus 12 for a more dramatic fall. Then seal the transition with a reverb tail. On the final hit before the drop, push it into return A, let it bloom, and then on the downbeat, return to mostly dry drums so the groove hits clean. Teacher note, pitch drops are powerful, so this is a great candidate for hero move. If you do a big pitch drop, maybe don't also do the biggest snare roll and the biggest reverse snare and the biggest fill swap. Pick the headline and support it. Transition type 4, reversed snare into the downbeat. This is basically a mini riser, but it's drum based. And it's totally acceptable in jungle. It feels like motion, not like EDM FX. Take a snare hit as audio, duplicate it, and reverse it. Then place it so it swells into beat one of your new section. Usually the last half beat to one full beat is the sweet spot. Process it lightly. EQ 8, high pass around 150 to 300 HC so it doesn't clutter the low end. If you need bite, a small boost around 3 to 6 KHC. Optionally add a short hybrid reverb on the insert. Like a short room or plate, 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and keep wet around 15 to 30%. Then utility if you need to control the gain. The goal is movement into the downbeat, not a giant wash that masks your crash and snare. Transition type 5, the fill swap, a 2-beat drum edit. This is an old-school jungle move where the last 2 beats are suddenly a different break fragment. It sounds like DJ edit culture, quick, confident, and slightly dangerous. In your break audio, find a spicy fragment, something busy with kick and snare energy. Cut the last 2 beats before the transition and replace them with that fragment. Add tiny fades on the edit points, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Clicks kill vibe instantly. If you want it heavier, add saturator on the break. Analog clip mode is great. Drive 2 to 6 dB, then pull the output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Now let's put it together into a simple 16-bar plan you can copy into basically any project. Bars 1 through 8. Main loop. Establish the groove. Bars 9 through 14. Same groove, but add a small variation. Maybe extra ghost notes, a hat layer, a ride, something subtle. Don't rewrite the whole beat. We're building familiarity. Bars 15 and 16. Transition zone. Here's a reliable combo. Bar 15. Add the snare roll. You can also do a light filter lift on hats or the break, but keep it subtle. Bar 16. Do the drum vacuum. Kick drops out. Add the reverse snare swelling into the downbeat. Then bar 17, new section hits. Bring back the full kick and break. Put a crash plus snare on beat 1. Send the crash lightly to reverb. Keep the snare mostly dry so it punches. Now, quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. 1. Overfilling every transition. If every transition is a special effect moment, none of them are. 2. Leaving too much low end during the build. If the kick and low punch never leave, the drop doesn't feel like it arrives. 3. No fade handling on edits. Always use tiny fades. 4. Snare rolls too loud or too static. Shape velocity. Add slight groove. 5. Reverb throws muddying the next bar. Filter your returns and automate sends tightly. Let's add a couple darker, heavier DNB style pro moves. Still beginner accessible. 1. Parallel crush your transition fill. Make a return called crush. Put saturator with 6 to 12 dB drive. Then drum bus with 10 to 25% drive, crunch 10 to 20, and put a limiter after it so it doesn't explode. Only send the fill or the last 2 beats into that return, quietly under the clean drums. Instant menace. 2. A chop tension. Put gate on hats or on the brake for just the last bar. Adjust threshold until it ticks rhythmically. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. It creates that nervous, tightened energy right before the drop. 3. Automate stereo width down before the drop. On your drum bus, add utility. Automate width from around 120% down to 70 or 90% in the last half bar. Then snap back to full width on the drop. The downbeat will feel wider even if nothing is louder. 4. The micro silence trick. Right before beat 1, add a tiny silence, like 20 to 80 milliseconds, on the brake or drum bus. Use fade so it doesn't click. This is subtle, but it makes the downbeat feel like it jumps forward. Now your mini practice exercise. Take the same 8-bar drum loop and make 3 different 1-bar transitions into a drop. Version A. Drum vacuum plus reverb throw. No roll. Version B. Snare roll plus high pass filter automation on the brake. Version C. Pitch drop on the brake plus reverse snare into the downbeat. Rule. No synth risers. No noise sweeps. Only drums and space effects. Export each version and label them A, B, and C. Then do a proper A/B check at matched loudness. Turn the master down a bit so you're not fooled by volume. Ask yourself, does the drop feel bigger because of contrast and arrangement, not because it's louder? If it still hits when level matched, you nailed it. One more coach habit. When you finally like your last bar, commit it. Freeze and flatten, or resample it to audio. Jungle is full of printed decisions, and committing stops you from tweaking forever. Quick recap to lock it in. You don't need risers for jungle transitions. Edits, contrast, and space do the job. Your core Ableton tools are hybrid reverb and echo for throws, auto filter and EQ8 for tension, drum bus and saturator for bite, and clean clip editing with fades for authenticity. Your go-to moves are the drum vacuum, the snare roll with velocity and groove, pitch drop tape stop feel, reverse snare into the downbeat, and fill swaps from break fragments. This audio version is shortened for playback.